All right, guys. Hello and welcome. This is Jason Clemens. I just wanted to take a few seconds here on this Friday to share a few tips with you along the lines of diet, specifically to lose stomach fat. And what I found, hopefully I'm in the camera here and you can see me, what I found to be the most effective diet, because I think while everyone is able to lose weight, the topic of the day really is how do I lose the fat? And then if there's one section of the body, you know, it just happens to be the stomach, and specifically below the belly button. So all I'm going to do here right now is spend a couple of minutes is all, and just share with you the way I began eating to shave off my belly fat, okay? Because while I didn't have that much weight to lose, I certainly had the stomach fat, and specifically the layer of stomach fat to get rid of, all right? So it's really pretty simple. I really believe in simplicity. I believe in me teaching you something you can apply right here from this video, right now, this instant, and then over the course of the next few days to a week or so, really begin to see results. I'm talking looking in the mirror, seeing amazing results, getting excited, and then following through with what you learn to really achieve your goal, which is to have a zero stomach fat. Okay, so I like to keep everything on a bare minimum 5-meal split. That means we're consuming 5 meals a day. I know we've all heard that, but it just bears repeating. The reason we eat 5 meals a day is because several studies have shown, actually a multitude of studies have shown, that eating like this keeps the metabolism in a constant state of burning food. And what a lot of people do not realize is that in order for your body to burn food, that burning process actually burns on hand, energy stores. Okay, so it's just a little extra thing we can do to keep our metabolism in that fat burning mode, and I found it works excellent. So that's a given. We're gonna consume 5 meals a day. Now, I believe in the concept of meal repeating, all right? I don't believe in variety, all right? I think a lot of people teach variety, but quite frankly, it's really expensive to try to eat a variety of foods. And it takes a lot of time, and I think it just creates more confusion than it's worth, all right? The benefits of a simple diet when trying to lose fat is it's cheap. It can be cheap. You can eat the same base foods over and over again, and it's super simple because, quite frankly, we're not after getting this big, elaborate diet. If our primary goal is to burn fat, then let's just keep it at that and keep it simple. So what I like to do for my 5 meals is I will consume 1 to 2 base carbs. Basically, I consume 2 base carbs. Those carbs are oatmeal, all right? And then the second carb I would consume would be something along the lines of sweet potatoes, all right, which is a much slower burning carb. It's not gonna absorb into your system very fast, all right? And so it's not gonna be stored as fat as easily as if you were consuming, say, pasta, say bread, or those typical starchy carbs. Okay, another option would be like a basmati rice. All right, so if you're gonna eat the starchy carbs, I keep it to those base carbs. And remember, we're only doing this over a 7-day set to see what kind of results we can get. Okay, now, for the remainder of the meals, typically I'll get up for my breakfast, I'll eat oatmeal, all right? I'll mix in like a banana, and then I'll consume, you know, you could even eat peanut butter with that or anything, but that would be my base morning meal. Then you have 4 meals left for the day. For those 4 meals, if my primary goal is to get rid of as much stomach fat as possible, remember, you need to get your body actually in that burning mode, okay? And to do that, you're gonna have to eat foods that are not super energy dense, all right? Meaning that your body will dip in to your on-hand fat layers. All right, so for the remainder of the 4 meals, I mix a lean protein with a vegetable, all right? It's that simple. You could eat the vegetable on its own, but I like to keep it with a lean protein and a vegetable. If you're a vegetarian, you know, beans would be an example, okay? Or any number of things, all right? If you do eat meat, I like lean beef, chicken, and turkey, all right? And then you could mix those with, say, spinach, kale, you name it, it's endless, all right? You can mix it with any number of those. Now, you can have your lean chicken with the sweet potato, is what I described as an acceptable carb in the beginning. But our goal is to eat that breakfast, as I described, and then to eat four other meals, a mix of a lean protein with a vegetable, with the exception carbs being, you know, those sweet potatoes or a basmati rice. Now remember, a lot of people have opinions on this, all right? Some people probably disagree with what I've just said. All I'm sharing with you is what has worked exceptionally well for me. It's based on science. It's highly effective for targeting stomach fat, all right? So if you give it for a try for the next 7 days, no guarantees, but I know a lot of people have gotten very good results eating a very similar way to this, and I just rave about it. It works very, very excellent, and it's very simple. So there it is. You can start that on Monday if you're watching this on Monday, and just do the exact same thing Monday through Sunday on that 7 days and see what your results are. All right, so that's all I have for today. If you liked the video, if you found it useful, go ahead and click the like button below. All that's doing is raising your hand and saying, hey, this is a good video, and then it'll alert other people and they'll come and watch it so they can learn how to do this as well. And then you can certainly visit me at my site at naturallyloseweightfast.com. There's a lot of other diet tips, videos, all free, nothing to buy. And you can really get some phenomenal results, as a lot of other people have as well. So hopefully you enjoyed this video. Have yourself a great day, guys.